we're going to get right into live music with Cabaret.
Welcome to Cabaret here with Britt Devins and Emily Winter. We're going to go right into the music. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Don't make love like we used to anymore. It was all the time. And I know we went over this before, but I feel like I haven't had you in quite a while. And I don't think that you know how bad I really want to make you smile. It's been hurting me. Me would be sipping whiskey, it's virgin champagne for me these days. And I'm finally free, hand in hand with my baby, running wild, but every day the world it's at our fingertips, trying to figure out where to point and what to make of this. Can you please bring it back to me? Getting down downtown and all the way back to the hotel room. And happy anniversary, baby. Remember what you gave to me last year? Well, I do you. You gave me all of you. Can we go back to me and you? And I'm feeling much better now. Naomi would be sipping whiskey, it's virgin champagne for me these days. And I'm finally free, hand in hand with my baby, running wild, but every day the world it's at our fingertips, trying to figure out what a point and what to make of this. Can we go back to me and you? Oh, 'cause I need all of your love, all of your love. Yes, I need all of your love, all of your love. Oh, yes, I need all of your love, all of your love. Yes, I need all of your love, all of your love. When I'm much better now. The old me would be sipping whiskey, it's virgin champagne for me these days. And I'm finally free, hand in hand with my baby, running wild every day. The world it's at our fingertips, I'm trying to figure out what a point, what to make of this. Can you please bring it back?
Music is back here. Live music.
Yeah, cheers,
so grateful.
Cheers to that.
Yes,
very
cheers
grateful.
To live music. Feeds my soul.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little tea over here.
For those just tuning in to Cabaret, our live music show here at KGNU, we're super honored to have singer-songwriter Britt Devins And backing her up is Emily Winter.
Thanks for having us. And this is Emily on the violin. She's incredible.
Yes, thank you.
I'm feeling very grateful to have her accompany me these days. Mm-hmm. Are we rolling into the next one?
Music.
All right.
Love it.
This is a song called Get the Hint.
Baby, I'll be your angel, you just tell me on which shoulder. I'll keep you safe from danger, you know this world, it couldn't get any colder. We were so close to being strangers, the truth is we're just getting older. But I'll be back before you know it, was the last thing that I told her. And I want your skin confined by my own two hands. There still might be some sin within them, but I've seen who you've forgiven. Don't you forget that now. If anything, thank you for helping me catch my breath in these scars and calloused hands. Who they're all that I have left. Cause out here in the desert, the days are getting shorter and shorter. And I can tell it's getting a little bit colder and colder. A thousand miles is too far to hold her. Well, if I could up and leave myself, I would. But could somebody please tell me what the hell is the holdup? Oh no. Oh no, what is the holdup? Tell me what's the holdup? What's the holdup? Now don't you get the hint? Don't you get the hint? Or do I need to spell it out? You're all that I think about, you're all I ever write about, you are all I sing about. And I keep on wondering and waiting and wishing when you'll be coming around. Coming around, but who am I joking? Oh, you never came around. Cause out here in the desert, the days are getting shorter and shorter. And I can tell it's getting a little bit colder and colder. A thousand miles is too far to hold her. Well, I would up and leave myself if I could. But could somebody please tell me what's the holdup? Down. Yes, it was coming down. No, the rain. Oh, you feel it coming down. Yes, it was coming down. Don't you remember the rain. It's coming down. Don't you remember the rain. It's coming down. Oh, now when I could watch you watching me smoking my last cigarette. And in your eyes, yes, I could tell that you're still just a little bit scared. And that's alright. Oh, cause we've already been there. Yes, I said that's alright. Oh, if you're still a little bit scared.
Thank you.
What's the hold up? That's the question, right?
The hold up. Get the hint.
Yeah. What's holding you back from being the best version of yourself? And we were chatting a little bit about that earlier. And it's amazing how we're able to take that and bring it into the music. And you do it so well here with...
Thank you.
The musicality. I mean, as a dancer, I can sense where music touches me. And I'm curious a little bit, and maybe you can share with the audience about your inspiration, especially when it comes to sitting down and writing.
For sure. So I think that, at least for me, music has always been an outlet, like just a creative outlet. I deal with a lot of anxiety, and sometimes the only way that I do feel just in my like most homeostasis state is when I'm playing music. And so it's, I don't know how, I know that you probably can understand that as a dancer, you can understand that. It's just like, that's when my body just feels like not anxious and at its, like a just pure state of like normal. I don't know how to really explain it. But yeah, I like to, I always have liked to just write and get my feelings out. Once I can get them on paper, they're not so real anymore, I think, in my head. And then I can just kind of create a story, or just, for me, it's a lot of imagery. And I just like to tell stories. Mark, this is a shout out to you. You said I'm a storyteller the other night. Thanks, bud. But yeah, it's just, it's really just a process that I've been kind of doing since I was younger, and just have no expectations. I just enjoy doing those things to deal with, you know, the world we live in.
Mm-hmm. Again, for those just tuning in, this is Britt Devins and Emily Winter bringing us some original songwriting. And again, that storyteller visionary that all we can do is continue to play more music and hope that we can uplift the spirits around us. Yeah, that's what music does for a lot of people. And especially when we're talking about anxiety or mental dis-ease, where it's, you know, it's an opportunity for you to tell your truth.
Sure.
You know, through your music.
Yeah, most definitely. It's definitely, recently I'm just trying to put out honest music and really be intentional with my words. But also sometimes songs just happen, and they're just, you can't really explain it, like what it's about, or it's just, you know, it's just happens sometimes, so.
They're just waiting to get out, and you just.
Yeah, and you can't really, like, sometimes people, I feel like, read too much into songs, and sometimes it's just like, it just happened.
And these are songs based off your new EP, correct? Back to Me?
Four of them are, yes. That was an older one that we just played that I wrote out when I used to live in Phoenix, Arizona, with a band I had. And we're kind of revisiting that actually now with the band that I've formed recently. Emily is part of that. So we're just kind of really starting out. This is a new chapter in my music, whatever you want to call it, journey. And so I'm kind of still, you know, playing older songs, but really kind of revisiting them with a new perspective. And so with that said about, you know, those songs have been written, it's nice to see them now. And I can kind of create my own story, whether it was about somebody, you know, I have a better filter on my vision of the world. And so that's fun to be able to rearrange and kind of just see it with different eyes. And so that's exciting. And so a couple of them are older that we're playing tonight, and there's a newer one, but four of them are from that little EP that I released back in October. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. That's always a nice process, especially during the times we're in now. So let's hear some more.
Right, thank you. Yeah, we're going to play Truth and Love, and that's the... Are we playing Truth and Love? No, we're playing Been There Before, so that's on this on that EP.
That look on your face is how I feel when it rains. Yeah, working at this airport, I see a lot of everything. Well, I wonder where you're going or who you're picking up today. Are you leaving someone behind now? That look on your face must be how you're feeling today. Damn, I wish there was something I could say now. 'Cause I've been there before. And I just wanna tell you, keep your head up, it's gonna get better. And I, oh I, you know I, I've been there before. And I just wanna tell you, keep your head up, it's gonna get better. I promise you it will. On your face is how I feel when the snow falls. Are you like me and afraid of the embers? Well, November's okay, but I fear the silence December brings. Have you ever heard the crash of a snowflake? And that look on your face always says you wanna crawl in bed and slip away. So quiet out here, go on and lay your head down. Cause I've been there before. And I just wanna tell you, keep your head up, it's gonna get better. And I know why, I've been there before. And I just wanna tell you, keep your head up, it's gonna get better. I promise you it will. I look on your face, that's how I feel when it rains. Working at this airport, I see a lot of everything. I wonder where you're going or who you're picking up today. Are you leaving someone behind now?
Play another song. You want to chat a little bit about that one? How do you feel?
Sure, I feel great.
Awesome.
Woohoo. That song,
live music.
That song is, I wrote that while I was working out doing snow operations at the airport last winter during COVID, and it was really weird because you would imagine that the airport was is, you know, chaotic and whatnot, but during COVID it was not. It was like a ghost town, and we'd work early shifts, like 3 a.m., and I just had seen... I saw a woman who was like crying, and I could tell that she was in distress, and there was nothing that I could do. Not that I would do anything, but you know, you want to say, hey, are you all right? But you know, we're all masked up. You can't talk to anybody. It was, so I hope she's all right. But I had been there before, I felt. So I just started writing. It was when I started to get with the producer who did that little EP, and so I just wrote it, and that, yeah, that's what you got there. I just kind of reminded, you know, like, keep your head up. Things will get better. You know, sometimes it's hard. I know we all have our things, but you know, I just try to every day kind of remember what I do have, and I try to remain really grateful for, you know, just being alive. I know it sounds cliche, but we are very blessed. You know, obviously we'd like to extend our condolences to everybody who experienced any loss in that, in the fire a couple weeks ago. You know, We do have so much to be grateful for. Just if you have a place to be at night and you got running water, I know it sounds silly, but those are just little things. I try to, you know, operate from a standpoint of gratitude.
And that line, have you ever heard the crash of a snowflake?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's ever heard it. It's snow, but... when you work in operations, sometimes it gets just loud all the time, but then once it does finally start to snow, everything's quiet, and you're out, you know, taking care of the streets or whatever, and the but yeah, you can really hear the snow flake crash. Listen to it next time, it's wild. And that's I enjoy that time. It's like I said, when everything's quiet and I can breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. So why don't you give us a little information about how people can find out what's going on in your world and where they can find your music. Again, we're listening to Britt Devins. We had this conversation.
We did have this conversation. You can call me Brett. It's fine. Brettany.
Not Brat. Brit.
Or Brat. My cousins call me Brat. Brattany. Pretty cute. sure. So you can follow me on Instagram. It's at Britt Devins Music. Devins is spelled like the number sevens, but with a D at the front, like Denver. So D-E-V-E-N-S. You know, you can follow me on Facebook, Britt Devins Music. All of it's Britt Devins Music. And yeah, we're going to have a show at Lost Lake on February 12th as a full band. February 12th, 2022, you can find information on my link tree on Instagram for that or Lost Lake website. We're going to be with Ellsworth and Jen Court and The Loss. They're amazing female musicians here in town. Yeah, so we're really looking forward to that. We're getting in the studio to record a little album. So things are good. I'm just very grateful to be able to play live music again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And is it a full band when you, like, four-piece, five-piece band?
So sometimes Emily's with us. It's a five-piece when it's not, when she's not here and she's with Liver Down the River, her bluegrass band out of here, originally from Durango, but they're in Denver now. When she's with them, she's not with us, but it is a four-piece. Other than that, we've got a four-piece band.
I'm just a little extra spice.
Yeah, we feel very fortunate when we get Emily, but I've been able to have her the last couple So Far shows. Oh, I also have a So Far show on Saturday here in Boulder, actually, and Emily will be there. So Far is great. Have you heard of So Far Sounds? Yeah. If you haven't, it's a little nonprofit. I don't know what they are. They're just a company that puts on intimate gigs around the world, and you pay $20 to go to a secret location. They reveal 36 hours prior to the gig, and they kind of just rent out a space and make it a real special evening with two or three artists, and they play a couple songs and you meet cool people and have a beer, and yeah, it's really cool. So I've been fortunate to have a couple of those recently, and I will have some more in February and March. And yeah, I play at Golden Moon Speakeasy tomorrow night. Just, here we go.
She's busy.
It's promo. Free promo. But yeah, so, good things.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's listen to some more. Some more. Again, you're listening to Cabaret here at KGNU. We do want to give a shout out to our fine engineer, George Figgs. Thank you all the time to him for bringing it in and supporting live music. We're grateful to have live music again and again and again. Keep it alive.
Yeah, let's hope it.
Each and every one of us.
Staying alive.
Woohoo.
It's all you can do sometimes.
It's truth and love. Truth and love. I'm looking for truth and love, and I'm still learning how to move through this life and how I work, what I need and what I need to do, and the way you hold me in my thoughts, in my body, take care and follow me when I'm down, lost and confused. You know exactly what to do. Yeah, you do. That's why I need you. I need you. Yeah, I do. And you, I need. I need you. Yeah, I do.
time so I can be selfish. Cause we all know if I don't get enough sleep, well, it'll be hell in the morning. So I've gotta go home tonight, but I'll be back on Friday so I can lay in your sweet arms. Cause you know how I get. Lord, I hope this week don't take too long. And that's why I need you. I need you. Yeah, I do. You. What I need. I need you. Yeah, I do. Thing, my darling, if I don't do me, you know, we'll surely have a problem. But I'll put you first after me, cause I can't and won't repeat my history. And that's why I need you. I need you. No, yes, I do. You, yes, I need you, yeah, I do, cause I'm just looking for some truth.
We're kind of just improv all the time.
I mean, improv is my love language, so by all means.
That's why we're facing each other right now.
We gotta see each other.
And look deep in each other's eyes and figure out
July,
what we're doing.
Yeah. And I'm just like, here's a bunch of songs, Emily, I trust you. Mm-hmm. So, but it keeps it exciting.
It does.
Well, the gift of witnessing this happening right in front of me, I mean, if all the listeners could be here with us, that would be even more magical. But in the meantime, I want to let you all know Britt Devins bringing us... I said it right that time.
This is so funny. All right. Cheers. I got to get some water. Had a little, it wasn't COVID or anything, but I had a little, you know, a normal cold that we used to have 2 years ago this last week. So took two tests for good, but so I got to get a little swig here. Excuse me. But yeah, isn't that something? Everyone's like, why'd you come to work today? It's like, I'm good. Like, I don't have COVID or anything. Can't even cough.
Yeah, we used to go to work sick all the time.
Right?
Now it's
yeah,
crazy
I was like,
thing
who
about.
Can go to work the sickest? Like, I'm here. Like, I didn't sleep. Anyway.
Right. Yep, different times.
It sure is. And we were talking about that, you know, like the national, I feel like this last couple of years, it feels. Like there has been a national conversation that's been sparked about mental health. And so, yeah, we were chatting about that before this. And I think talking about the Phoenix is a gym, a sober gym in town over off Champa Street in Denver that, you know, promotes a sober community and a safe place for people to go. I'm an artist in recovery, so that place has been huge. And in my recovery, they offer, you know, meditation classes and
CrossFit classes and just going on walks with other, you know, fellow sober people. And you also just have to have 36 hours of or 48 hours of continued sobriety, and it's free. So even if like it's just going to support a friend or whatnot, that's a cool resource that is out there. And they're all around Boston, and there are growing in this country, and it's really cool to see that movement, as well as like Awake. There's a sober bar in Denver called Awake that promotes, you know, well, I don't know whether they have a whole full bar of just non-alcoholic beer, so it's, you can feel, you know, normal if some people want to go out and have a, you know, glass of non-alcoholic wine. That's a cool place too. But yeah.
Well, and using the platform, the stage, to amplify the message that, you know, especially when it comes to something that you've dealt with on a personal level, and knowing that mm-hmm. you're not alone. Like that last song, I've been there before, you know, or two songs ago, where it's like, I understand. Mm-hmm. And I think as a musician, to have that platform and to be able to uplift those messages so that, you know.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's just, it's not everything I am, right? I mean, I'm so much, but
no, of course, yeah.
But yeah, I do like to at least put that out there, because, you know, had it not been word of mouth for me, I would have never heard of some of these places, you know, some of these cool things. I think that it's important to, you know, spread the word about good things that can only better us. If someone's struggling, there are a lot of resources out there that I think we are, as a whole in a community and a country, we are starting to get those things out there. But, you know, I think it's important to talk about, at least for me with my anxieties and you know, with substance abuse struggles, it's important to just talk about it, because once you start isolating, in my experience, that's just not the most healthy way to deal with things. So yeah, just reach out if you guys need to talk. I'm here. Emily's here. I'm speaking for Emily, but I'm just kidding. But, you know, there are people out there that will listen. So that's all.
Mm.
That's all.
Again, you're listening to The Cabaret Show here at KGNU. We air this show every Tuesday, 7 p.m., spotlighting local musicians as much as possible and spreading their love of music. So we're going to listen to some more music from these fine musicians here, Colorado musicians. And
Colorado original. Mm-hmm. Fort Collins, both of us here.
Yeah, we haven't met each other till this year, I guess technically last year.
Well, we've Facebook group messaged each other. Well, we've met in a Facebook group. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people these days are meeting in those groups. Mm-hmm. And then during quarantine we met, or I reached out to Emily, and then we got together and started to play music. Actually, this next song is the title track of that album, and Emily played violin on it, and so we got together in like July and just came up with it, and mm-hmm. and yeah, so that's exciting. Here we are, Fort Collins musicians hanging out in Denver. But
it's a small world.
It sure is.
And again, it's Britt Devin's Music. And
Britt Devin's Music.
EP is Back to Me, which I believe is the title track of
Back to Me,
this next song we're going to hear, yeah? Back to Me. Here we go.
I couldn't breathe. Well, I was a hopeless, I was a helpless, anxious wreck. I wanted my life back, I wanted what you had. Was that too much to ask? Well, how the hell did it get to this? How would I lose my way? I forgot about me, so I took my time. Talked to some doctors, I got online, started to exercise. Did all my research, did everything I didn't do the first time. I pulled through some long nights, I said no to my vice, I held on tight. I was holding on tight. Come along, oh, a long, long way. One day at a time, oh, I start healing. I'm taking my time, getting back, back to me. And I'm counting on nothing, oh, nothing, nobody but me. So what about 10 months in? But I was so close, it was only on one dose. Yeah, I was almost free. Something wasn't right, so I called my mama so she could help me. She told me it's okay if I need to go away to get some help. So I called the crisis line the next day. Come along, oh, a long, long way. A day at a time, oh, I started healing. I'm taking my time, I'm getting back, back to me. I'm counting on nothing, nobody but me. Wasn't your fault, but the way that you made me feel like I was never enough. Lord, I had enough, so I apologize for 17 days that I went away. I started to realize what I needed was my friends and family. I started to breathe. I started smiling and I started singing and I was alright. Oh, I found love again.
Transformative. The depth that that song went into, in and out. Mm-hmm.
There's Emily there.
The power of the string.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always been my dream to have the violin in
behind my vocals, so I make your dreams come true.
So, right in front of me. I'm so honored. For those of you just tuning in again, this is Cabaret, our live show every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. And we have Britt Devins here, accompanied by Emily Winter, bringing original, all original music.
All originals, yeah. Woohoo! We've got a couple more for you. That was, like I said, the title track. That encompasses an experience I had getting off some anxiety medication that I was on for a long, long time, prescribed by a doctor, And yeah, so just, again, I just wrote about my experience and it turned into a little song. But yeah, that song was, yeah, sometimes it's hard to play, but.
I was going to sense a little vulnerability, yeah, you know, in that message and
for sure.
And the impact of that experience.
All good things, though. Yeah. All good things.
And good art is vulnerability, you know.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Mm. And it meets creativity, especially when you create a duo like this and you have a little improv and playing off of each other and sensing where it can go.
Most definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. She just lets me do whatever I want.
Oh, don't tease the audience. No, I'm kidding.
But improv is like a big part of what I do as a musician. So I enjoy playing in groups where I can do whatever I want. And I, you know, try to be cognizant of what they want to. But
cognizant, great word. You know it's spelled with a Z?
It is.
Cognizant. Right?
Doing new things every day.
I hope I spelled that right. I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Appreciate it. Appreciate you being cognizant, bud.
It's a good name for a band.
Like an electronic band, maybe.
I don't know. Cogs and wheels. Yeah. we're going somewhere with this.
We're doing this. Right on. All right. Are we going to the next song?
Let's do it.
All right, we got two more songs for you guys.
I like this one a lot.
And this is a called song. This is a called song. This is a song called Sooner Than Later. Hold on. It kind of is about the Colorado, how long Colorado winters are. And just, I used to live up in the Redwoods, and I wrote that EP kind of besides the Been There Before song. It was six songs, and two of them didn't make it, but whatever. This song I wrote the first week of the shutdown of 2020, and so it was that feeling of isolation, and it reminded me of the Redwoods, so there's a line in there about that. Living up there was very dark and isolated, and so and yeah, but I thought I would just tell you guys that. I'm so over the winter. It's too dark, there's no light. But I'm sorry, my darling, but the snow just don't shine so bright for me. But I'm trying to see the beauty that you see. Oh, Mother Nature, why are you teasing me? But I know better that she's just reminding me that everything's alive, everything's just sleeping. But she keeps mixing it up, she's crazy, makes me feel like, well, yesterday I must have been dreaming. Oh, but I'm just gonna trust that her son come sooner than later. Oh, you know what this feels like.
The following is a test of the emergency alert system.
There's clean water. I missed the Rockies. I could not find my way west. Living in the desert and by the ocean, I forgot how long your winter was. And I must say that, well, last January was the worst. Like there was nothing left. And I wonder, if I never moved home, but you know I'd be able to feel these emotions at their best. But I'm just gonna trust that her son will come sooner than later.
Cabaret every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Again, before we move on, big shout out to our sound engineer, George Figgs, and also back behind the stage, Carrie Marks, for bringing Britt Devon's music to our airwaves.
No, I didn't get to meet Carrie, right?
No, one day.
Hi, Carrie Marks, thanks. Yeah, we appreciate it. This is very, very... This is great. Sorry, yeah. I'm just like, I don't know. I can't talk when I'm playing music. I'm
That's
just
good.
Like in the, like, what?
Zone.
Yeah, good time. So we're very fortunate to be able to do this, you know, after obviously our professional lives first, like being real citizens in the world. But yeah. So thanks to you guys for coming out and taking time out of your day.
And Britt, remind people where they can find... You.
Yeah, you can
in the world.
Find me on Spotify, I guess. I think everything's up there. No, you can. Apple Music, on just type in Britt Devons, I'm sure, on your browser and something will come up. I hope something good comes up. But you know, you can get, you know, look on Instagram and follow Britt Devons Music, and then there's a link thing, like
a little link tree that will take you to all of those things. And I think for me, that's the easiest kind of deal to use these days.
All her show dates, too, are on
there. All the show dates are on there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you can watch videos of my kitten also, because she's on there. Her name is Peanut. Shout out to Peanut. Mm-hmm.
I know Peanut's listening.
No, she is. No, actually, she's grounded.
Uh-oh.
She's always grounded. Anyway.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Truth and love, hope and heartbreak. All of it sure. above. Tied into yeah. a nice, beautiful bow.
Don't we all have some of that?
Yeah.
And that's okay. We all have pasts and lives. Like I said, I'm just sharing my journey.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the inspiration of the mystery. I remember reading a little bit about that, learning about the mystery. Maybe you can share a little bit about what that means to you.
The mystery. Yeah. Did I write that somewhere? Uh-oh.
Yeah, somewhere you wrote, learning more and more about the mystery.
I don't know when I wrote that or anything, but...
And that's okay.
Yeah, that's
you can,
great,
you can
but
make
I
it
want
up right
to...
Now.
Yeah, obviously, I need to speak on that. I know. The mystery to me today in this moment is everything in life, right? We can only be present, and that's what I'm trying to really do is try to be present. I have a very, very amazing, my therapist likes to say, imagination, and sometimes that'll get the best of me, so I'm really trying to be able to ground myself when that imagination goes running and those thoughts take off. I know that a lot of people experience maybe intrusive thoughts or just ruminating, what have you. There are certain techniques you can do to bring yourself down. You know, breathing exercises are huge for me. 4, 7, 8 I like to do. Inhale for 4. Hold for 7. I'm not going to do it, but then exhale for 8 seconds. But yeah, the mystery. Every day I just try to get up, and I don't think anybody knows what is going on, right? So I'm just trying to be the best I can and try to be a positive influence on the people that I interact with and create good energy. That's all I'm trying to do, and try to surround myself with people who are also, you know, acting with that same intent, kind of. Mm-hmm. Right, Emily? Yeah. So that's why I surround myself with Emily and my band members, Max Haas and Tio Van Ofsky and William Faulkner. They're all great. I appreciate every single one of them because, like I said, they're just good people, and that's all I'm trying to really to be around these days.
Well, and I loved the mystery of not really knowing what we were going to get tonight and having this experience. So very much gratitude
Thanks.
To you both for sharing your live music here with us here at KGNU. And let's just take it to the top of the hour.
Let's take
and...
it. All right, we're going to play one last song. This is a new song. We're still working it out, working some kinks out. Let me tune up real quick.
We're not scared.
I'm not scared. I'm always scared. You guys have no idea what goes on. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, thanks for everyone who tuned in. I think I sent like some last minute texts to some people, like my coach from college, Shane. So nice that you're still a supporter. You know, and my godfather out in Arkansas. Love you all. Mom, Dad.
All right.
Toothbrush here, and I'll wash that little piece of lingerie. But you cannot come back here until you open up to me about some things. Tell me about what you want and who you are. Tell me about your family and about who broke your heart. You tell me all your favorite songs and what turns you on. You tell me all your dreams and all the things you got going on. Girl, you should tell me. Just moving too quick, but I'm anxious just to get to the bottom of it. Oh, and girl, you make me nervous, but I'll do my best to slow it down and wait for it. In the meantime, tell me what you want and who you are. You tell me about you family and about who broke your heart. You tell me all your favorite songs and what turns you on. You tell me all your dreams and all the things you got going, but you got going on. I can stand on my own 2 feet, but it'd be nice to love a woman who really sees me. Oh, and you bring out the best of me. Call me crazy, yes, I know it's only been a couple months, but you could tell me what you want and who you are. About your family and about who broke your pretty heart. You could tell me all your favorite songs and what turns you on. You could tell me all your dreams and all the things you got going on. Your good toothbrush here. Oh, and I think that you meant to leave that piece of laundry, but you cannot come back here until you open up to me about some things. Oh, no. You know, well, maybe we could just, oh, no, maybe we could just, oh, we could just, oh, stay here. Stay right here. Oh, and maybe you could show me your. Maybe you could show me your. Maybe you could show me your life home back east. But you could tell me what you are and who you are. Tell me about your family and about who broke your heart. You tell me all your favorite songs. Turns you on. Tell me all your dreams and all the things you got.
Support comes from the KGNU listener members and Ska Street's Boulder Brew Pub and Distillery, featuring an award-winning distillery and handcrafted beers brewed in-house. Now open for dine-in service with heated outdoor patios. Ska Street Brewstillery, tucked behind the shrubbery at 38th and Arapaho.
Support comes from the Newman Center for the Performing Arts, featuring the all-male dance troupe Compagnie Hervé Kubi, Saturday, January 29th. The highly physical fluid work combines martial arts and dance that defies gravity. Tickets and information at newmancenterpresents.com.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is KGNU's Corriente. Tuned into KGNU's Corriente. You just heard the newest from Kiko Villamizar with the track Tuya Tuyita. And before Corriente, you heard a wonderful live set on KGNU's Cabaret. You heard a live performance by the Britt Devins. Thank you, Rebecca, for hosting a wonderful show, and thank you to the Devins for playing beautiful music. Every Tuesday from 7 o'clock until 8, KGNU hosts the Cabaret program. The Cabaret program features